Rupert Murdoch will face angry shareholders today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Here in L.A. today, the world's second biggest media conglomerate, News Corporation, is having its annual shareholder meeting. The company is already facing shareholder lawsuits over the embarrassment caused by the phone hacking scandal in the U.K. And today, a group of dissident investors will be pushing for CEO Rupert Murdoch to give up some of his power. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
Two big pension funds and a shareholder advisory firm are the main challengers aiming to shake up News Corp's entrenched board of directors. Charles Elson is a corporate governance expert at the University of Delaware. He says Murdoch holds sway over the biggest block of voting stock, but he'd best not ignore unhappy shareholders.
A strong enough vote against is a signal to management that something is wrong, something to which you need to respond.
Julie Tanner heads socially responsible investing for New York's Christian Brothers firm. She says Murdoch should no longer serve as both chief executive and chairman.
So the resolution asks for an independent chair of the board.
British authorities are still investigating News Corp's phone snooping, and the FBI and U.S. regulators are looking for any illegal hacking here. There's been no big hit to share value. News Corp profits are driven by its U.S. operations, largely its Fox cable TV business. But the dissenters want independent assurance their investments are secure.
What's come out so far has really not given shareholders a lot of confidence.
Confronted by hecklers the other day, Murdoch smiled and said a little controversy makes everything more interesting. Today's meeting, though, is being carefully stage-managed behind the gates of Fox Studios in Hollywood. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Now to Washington, where a piece of the financial reform law that was passed last year is having a tough time getting implemented. I'm talking about the Volcker Rule. Here to explain is our David Brancaccio, special correspondent for the Economy 4.0 team here at Marketplace, which is looking into how the economy can better serve more people. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, David, remind us, what is the Volcker Rule?
Paul Volcker, former Fed chairman, has been pushing for this. He doesn't want banks to take big risks with their own money because it becomes our money, taxpayer money, if their bets go bad and they need a government bailout. So the idea, not too complicated, but I talked to Andrew Sheng. He's the chief advisor to China's Banking Regulatory Commission, and he put it this way.
Well, there's an old Chinese saying, which is that the guest should not become the host.
So everybody has a role to play. The banks should play the role of serving as agents for their clients, not making big bets on their own behalf, serving as their own agents.
Okay, so this idea sounds pretty simple. Banks shouldn't be taking bets with their own money. Where are we with it?
There was supposed to be a rule this week, and all there is a draft rule this week. It's 300 pages long. I'm looking at it right now.
So not exactly short, sweet, and simple.
No, it's not simple, and it has some interesting exceptions, exemptions. For instance, let's say a client goes to its financial services company, a bank, and says, I want you to sell a security for me. And no one wants to buy the security that day, so maybe the bank buys it just to be nice to the client. That's called market making. But it's not so easy to distinguish this market making from something the Volcker Rule is trying to stamp out, where the bank is buying it on a bet that the price will go up. Shuyajit Das is an expert on risk in banking, and he talked about this market making exemption.
In fact, a derivative lawyer summed it up very well for me. He said, you know, looking at this exemption, I would be embarrassed if I couldn't ensure that everything you do falls within the market-making exemption.
So it sounds like the Volcker Rule may have its own problems. Is it time to give up on it?
Well, there's a lot at stake to give up on it. The whole idea is to make the financial world a safer place for all of us. This is a draft rule. People can comment on it. Financial companies will be lobbying like the Dickens to hold on to the potential to make big money internally.
Marketplace Economy 4.0 special correspondent David Brancaccio. Thanks, David.
You bet.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher around the world this morning, even though that Sunday deadline for the grand plan to deal with the European debt crisis has been pushed back to the middle of next week. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 37 points to close at 11,541.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Riot police in the Australian city of Melbourne broke up an Occupy Wall Street protest there today, dragging demonstrators out of a plaza. In Seattle, far from being dragged out of their home base, protesters are being offered free or discounted goods and services from local businesses. Vanessa Romo of Station KPLU has more.
It's 5 o'clock in Seattle's Westlake Park, the heart of the local Occupy Wall Street movement. Brad Tutmark pulls up and gets out of his car with 2 free pizzas. Suddenly, he's surrounded by a crowd of protesters looking for a slice.
So you guys can have the pizza.
Yeah,
so there we go. There you go.
It's for you guys.
Tutmark works for local pizzeria Big Mario's. It's been providing pizzas for the protesters for about a month.
Oh, I'm definitely part of the 99%.
David Meinert owns Big Mario's. He says small businesses like his are suffering because they can't get bank loans and credit. To show his solidarity, Meinert gave away pizzas during the first week of the protest. That's now morphed into discount on pies ordered on behalf of the occupiers. An alliance of small businesses around the country are making similar donations to their local protests. But is it really all for the cause or just good marketing?
It's not super profitable for us. You know, it might be some positive marketing in a way, but it's really just a support.
Back at Westlake Park, protesters like David Smith dismiss the idea their movement is being co-opted by commercial interests.
I've gone to Big Mario's before, but I'm not going to go more often just because they've been donating pizzas.
They would, however, like a few more toppings. In Seattle, I'm Vanessa Romo for Marketplace.
And finally to West Sussex, England, where last week an assistant to actor John Travolta reportedly called a local KFC to try to reserve a table for Travolta and his friends. The KFC employee who took the call said no, Travolta would have to wait in line like everyone else. Which brings me to 2 lessons the assistant probably needs to learn. 1, you don't make reservations at KFC. And 2, you don't make reservations at KFC. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
For most, Friday is the end of a long, hard week. But for us, we're just getting started.
The policies that were put forward, they are get back to work policies.
Well, I would love to see a massive, big stimulus.
Greece is kind of like a big, giant subprime borrower without a loan modification plan.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Weekly Wrap. Everything you need to know about the week's big economic news and oh so much more. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.